As the latest COVID surge continues, some states have scaled back contact tracing efforts. Side Effects Public Media's Steph Whiteside looks at the situation in southern Illinois, where many report confusion and a lack of guidance from health officials.
Jamie White and her younger sons tested positive for COVID a couple of days before New Year's. When we talked the following week, she said she had yet to receive any calls or emails about what to do.
When I tried to reach the health department, I was told they're no longer doing contact tracing and was given a phone number to call, but that number never picks up.
It's a stark contrast to her husband and oldest son who tested positive just a few days earlier. They were quickly connected with a contact tracer.
You know, she sent paperwork telling, you know, like, you have it, here's how long your quarantine is, this is when you're released.
Several local health departments in southern Illinois announced that the state's surge center would be taking over contact tracing by mid-January. In the meantime, many say they've been left without any guidance from anyone. Jeremy Rosine says his son got COVID around Christmas time, and it was night and day from his experience in 2020.
Because when I tested positive, I was bombarded. I remember getting multiple phone calls from the health department, different people contacting me, not realizing others had already done so, which is a stark contrast from what we've experienced recently, where I can't get a hold of anyone even when I'm the one making the effort.
Others I spoke with say they're confused about recent changes in the CDC's quarantine guidelines. Megan Jarrett says when she and her kids tested positive, she wasn't contacted until a full week later, after her isolation period had already ended. She's also been frustrated, trying to get documentation to prove to her boss that she was required to isolate and miss work.
If I don't have documentation, I can lose my job. It's a terrifying thought. That worries me because people could lose their livelihoods over this.
Turns out, Jarrett's local health department is no longer providing letters of documentation, and she's been unable to get a letter from the state or her physician. Bart Hagston is a public health administrator in Jackson County, Illinois. He says right now, several factors are creating a perfect storm.
The giant spike in cases of COVID, the state centralizing the contact tracing, the CDC changing the isolation and quarantine guidance, and testing, especially access to home tests, not being what it needs to be right now. So you've got all of these factors converging right now, making a pretty big mess, frankly.
A spokeswoman for the state health department said in an email that the surge in cases has made it difficult to circle back and issue documentation to people who need it, but the agency expects people to follow the CDC's latest isolation guidance. Jamie White, whose kids tested positive in late December, said she wasn't clear on when it would be safe for her family to be out in public again. They played it safe, but she's worried not everyone will do the same.
The more frustrating part is knowing that no one is receiving any guidance right now. So are people just kind of deciding for themselves when they should quarantine, or a time when maybe it would be really good to have guidance because everyone is testing positive and nobody's really sure what to do?
White says no one has asked her who she's been in contact with before she got sick, and the link she was sent told her to notify close contacts herself. State officials say with more than 200,000 cases a week, it's not possible to trace all close contacts. For now, they're prioritizing high-risk cases and people 65 and older. Local health officials say they're also triaging cases. I'm Steph Whiteside, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a regional reporting collaboration focused on public health.